Okay, so we're holding here by Parshas Emor, and we're going to start off with something that's, you know, I noticed in Yeshiva, you know, last couple of weeks, there's been one sefer that really has been off the shelf, and you can't find it on the shelf. Anyone know? Kovei Shurim. Kovei Shurim. A lot of the chevron learning Kovei Shurim, Rabbi Chanan. And this week's parsha, there's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Pasuk v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, right? That Hashem says that I should be sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael. And we learn out from that pasuk a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And I read for you what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Shorshei mitzvah. In the Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, he says, "Shorish mitzvah zu yedua." It's known what the essence of this Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is. Ki ha'adam lo nivra rak la'avoid baro. You don't have this on your sheets. That a person was created only to serve Hashem, his creator. Umi she'enu moiser gufo ala voidus adoinav enu evitoy. And a person is not willing to give his life for his master, he's not a good evit. He's not a good slave. He's not a good servant. The Hirei b'nei Adam yimsaru nafshoitim ala adonayim, just like a man of flesh and blood, he gives his life for his master of flesh and blood. Kal v'chaymer, all the more so, al mitzvahs melech malchim alach makarish baruch, all the more so for Hashem Yisbaruch. Now, what does one have to do with the other? Because as I mentioned, it's a lot of people learning the sugyas, right? Rav Papa, Abaye and Rava, about Eitzayimim. And a lot of people learning the Rav Chanan and Kovei Shiurim. So if you're going to spend time, you're going to be Amel and Kovei Shiurim, you have to know what it says in the Hakdamah. So right here, if you look on the top, we have two paragraphs taken straight from the Hakdamah of the Kovei Shiurim. And what it records what was said by Rav Chanan Wasserman before he was put to death in what's called Fort Nine. Fort Nine was they took all the Jews, and they were killed by Kiddush Hashem. And he was given the opportunity to speak to the people that were there before they were taken to their death. And this is what he said. He said very powerful words. B'miroimim mechashivim osanu kitzadikim. In the highs, in the heavens, they consider us like tzadikim. Kinira. Ki nischarnu Nivharnu lechaper begufosenu al klal Yisrael. He says, we were chosen to be machaper, to be a kapara for klal Yisrael. Izula, so if this is so, anu tzrichim lashuv lashem b'tshuva shlema umiyad b'makayim. He says, if this is true, that we were chosen, us here right now, we were chosen to be a kapara for klal Yisrael, what do we have to do? We have to do right here, right now, a tshuva shlema, a complete tshuva. He says, Hazman katsu, the time is short. Haderech lemitzar hatishi. Mitzar hatishi is referring to Fort Nine. That's where the Jews are going to be taken to be killed. Al Kiddush Hashem. He says, Kroiva, it's coming close. There's not much time left. And the derech, the way of this Fort Nine, where we're going to put through our death, Al Kiddush Hashem, is coming close. He says, Aleinu ledas, we have to know. Ki karbay noisenu ya'alu yoiser l'ratzin ayidei ha'tshuva. He says our karbanos are much more accepted, much readily accepted. There's much more ritzui. They are greater accepted ayidei tshuva. When you offer a karban, but you do tshuva, that karban chatos you offer up, it's much more accepted. You do tshuva. So he says we are being offered as karbanos, as kapara. So we have to do tshuva. Ba'al yidei kach, and through this, he says, nitzal eschayehem shel achenu v'achoyseinu b'America. He says, through this, we are going to be a kapara. We are going to save the lives of our brothers and sisters in America. Shelo, he says, shelo tala v're'eyoneinu eze shehi machshava psula chasuf. He says, do not let arise in our minds any machshava psula. Any thought that will passel us, chas v'shalom, as a carbon. There's a halacha when it comes to a carbon. You bring a carbon. There's lots of different things you have to do. You have to do zrikas adam. You have to sprinkle the blood. There's only a certain amount of time you're allowed to eat the carbon for. Now, one of the rules are by carbon, that when you offer the carbon, if you have in your mind, let's say the carbon, you're only allowed to eat it for a day and a half. And you have in your mind, I'm going to eat this carbon for 2 days. So even if you actually don't eat it for 2 days, but that was your mindset when you offered it, the carbon is rejected. It's called pigul. It's pasul. So says Rav Chanan, chas v'shalom, don't have any wrong thought in your mind. Don't think, why me? Why is this happening? To have an anger, to be upset. Realize we are about to be kadesh im shemayim. Shehi kepigul, because if you have that pasul of machshava, it's going to be like a pigul. Upselus es hakarbon, it's going to pasul the carbon. Anu mekaimim ato es hamitzis hachi hagidoyel. We're about to mekaim a great mitzvah. Kiddush Hashem. This week's parsha, they are going to be mekaim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Don't have that machshava psula. He says, be'esh hoitzata u'be'esh ata asil levenoise. Reference to the fact that with fire Hashem burn the base of Mikdash, and in the future with fire he will build it. Meaning in the future, the base of Mikdash will not have real walls, it's going to have walls of flames. The same fire that burns will be the fire that builds. Ha'esh yoykedes es guf noseinu, that fire that's going to consume our guf, our bodies, he ha'esh shetachzor v'tekayim mechadish es beis Yisrael. That's in the same fire that's going to come back and give a kim, give a continuance, allow Klal Yisrael to live. Because he says, we are about to be a carbon for the rest of Klal Yisrael, our brothers and sisters in America. And if we have the proper machshava, we realize we're dying al Kiddush Hashem. We don't go down with bad thoughts and pasul machshavas. We have the ability to be a kasher carbon to the mechaper that chas v'shalom, this doesn't continue to our brothers and sisters in America. And that was what Rav Chanan, he related to his kehila who was there before they were killed, al Kiddush Hashem. So that was La'inyin, Kiddush Hashem. And I thought it was very important because the Chevra has really been Amel and Rav Chanan the last couple of weeks. So you have to really, you have to understand where such a Jew is holding. Okay, so we'll continue now on a more serious Omer related point. And the next piece here is from Alekach Ve'alibuv, Rav Avram Short. And you'll see in the Sefer itself, these pieces were broken up a little bit. I just sort of took bits and pieces and put them together to shorten it, but they were broken up a little bit. So he quotes here from a Medrash. Isa ben Medrash. Al Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Temimois Tiena, right? When you count the weeks, they have to be complete. They have to be complete weeks. E Masai, hein, Temimois. When are they considered Temimos? When are these weeks considered complete? Bizman, Shisrael, Oysin, Ritzainoi, Shel Makkain. They're considered complete when Klal Yisrael is doing the Ratzon of Hashem. The Harbe Pirushim Nemru, there are many explanations given. Bizesh, Ayamim, Haim, Temimos, Bishah, Shaldom, Oysin, Ritzainoi, Shel Makkain. There are many explanations given to describe. What does that mean? That they're complete when we're doing the Ratzon of Hashem? Many explanations given, he says. He says, we have to first understand what is the kasha of the Medrash. Now, he goes in to talk about the chashivas of time. Inyan zman, hu matana hachi toiva, sheyesh la'adam. He says, the commodity of time is a tremendous gift given to man. Kol rega shehu davar hachi chashiv, every second is so important, so valuable. Ve'ima adam mishtamesh bo, if he uses that time properly, he doesn't let it go to waste, that is going to be eternal. He will hold that time in his hand eternally. And if not, that time will go to waste. Now he quotes the Imri Emes. He brings it from the rest. The Imri Emes, the Chusigin Aleinu, Omar, he quotes something that Imre Emes would say, right? I'm sure some of you are familiar, there's a minhag, even nowadays, the minhag to Yivachasan, a watch. Right? I guess even in Imre Emes' time, there was a minhag to Yivachasan, a watch, a golden watch. And he uses it as a mashal. Ha Imre Emes, the Chusigen Aleinu, Amar al mash nim sha'ain zahav l'chassan. That minhag we give a golden watch to a chassan. Ki b'noyeg sheba'olam sheneitnim matana. That the minhag olam is to give such a gift. V'hatifa shel hamatana einu davar chashuv kimoi hamatana. He says that which surrounds, that which wraps the matana is not as important as the matana itself. Rak zep pachos yoter me'etz matan. It's really less than the actual matan itself. Zemashe miraim lechasan chashivus shelzma. We're trying to emphasize in the chasan the chashivus, the importance of zman, of time. Ki hashaon me'ote bizah a shaon. This watch is surrounded. It's plated. It's encapsulated with gold. Hareya sha'on atzmo shava harbe yosem hazav. And you have to know the sha'on, the watch, the time itself is more valuable, more shave than the gold. Ki hazman hu davar yakar me'od. It's so precious. Harbe yosem mizeh mizav upnimim. It's more valuable than gold and jewels. Vitzarcha adam liyada, a person has to know chashivus hamatana. You have to know the chashivus of this matana, this gift. V'lo liyayz b'chlal, mashamr chazal. Do not be nichla, do not be included. Do not be a part of what chazal say. That which chazal say in chagiga. Eizu hu shote, who's a fool? Hama'abed ma shenayz nimlam. He loses that, he lets it go, he loses that which you give him. Right, the Gemara there is obviously talking about how do you define a shelter? You give him something, he can't find it. He loses it. He's saying, don't be a shelter. Don't be a fool. Don't throw away the time that Hashem gives you. He says, Lamadnu hayoyin Pirkei Avos. He says, we're learning Pirkei Avos. They're holding by a pair of Dalid. Ve'im batalas min ha-toyre. He's quoting a mission Pirkei Avos. Pair of Dalid, Mishnah Yud. He's quoting a mission Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says, Ve'im batalas min ha-toyre. If you are mevatel yourself from Torah, you cause yourself not to learn Torah, you distract yourself from learning Torah, yesh lecha betelim harbe kinegdecha. You know what's going to happen? More batalos are going to come. You're going to cause that now more batalos are going to come your way, kinegdecha, opposite you. By you distracting yourself, you're going to cause more distractions to occur. That's the pasuk pshat. Ve'im amal to betorah, but if you're amel in Torah, if you toil in Torah, yesh lo schar harbe litain lecha. You're gonna have a tremendous reward, tremendous schar. The yesh lahavin ma hakivana kinegdecha. What does it mean? What's the lashon kinegdecha? Opposite you, kineged you. Usually kineged means like opposite. You know, like mida kineged mida, right? You do something, you get the same exact thing. Reiti shachafis chayim b'sifro shem oilam. So says Rav Shor, Chafetz Chaim has a sefer called Shem Oilam. And Rav Shor says, I saw in the Chafetz Chaim Sefer, maybe Perush ala Mishnah B'Shem Sefer told us Yeshua. The Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam brings a Perush on this Mishnah from another Sefer called Told Us Yeshua. And he says, this is Pshat in the Kinegdecha. Shahakavana im batelas min haTorah. If you are about yourself from Limud haTorah, when you're free, when you're available, when you have time to learn, as yitavu mimcha, there's gonna be a toivea on you. There's gonna be a claim to you. Od al yoyser hazmanim shibetelas. And the other times that you were mevatel, i.e., we're gonna see the times when you had to be busy, had to work, had to study, had to do those things. Me'achar sins shenira be'olil shikvonesecha al ha'isla lichavoid Hashem Yisbarach. Since it's clear that's likely that your kavanah was lo ha'isla lichavoid Hashem Yisbarach. It was not lichavoid Hashem Yisbarach. Ha'inu meaning sha'adam oisig al ha'machia ba'al ha'kalkala u'mekayim Divrei Rishma ba'asim diganecha, meaning ba'as. Let's keep going. Ba'as im einu mishtamech bizmanim. Okay, let's stop there and explain. What he's saying here is, look, if a person is nevato themselves from Torah. So what does it mean, kinegdecha? Kinegdecha, you're going to cause more batala. So the Sefer told you, she was explaining that if a person is nevato Torah when they're panui, panui means to be available, to be free. When a person has time to learn, and during that time they have to learn their mevato, so that is going to cause a tevia. It's going to cause a claim on them from all the time that they actually had a reason they couldn't learn. They were at work. They were with their family. They were doing things that they really needed to do. And it's going to show that, you know what? You weren't doing those things of shame shemayim because you had to support your family, because you wanted to be with your family and teach them, you know, Torah and mitzvos, and to show them the proper way to live as a Jew. You were doing it for your own self. He said, it's going to reflect. It's a good word. It's going to reflect. So therefore, he says, that's what it means. Let's keep going. As in eino mishtamesh bizman pnuim, if you do not use those times you're available, la'avodas Hashem yizbarach, ba'avodas Hashem, harei bizem aresha oisko b'parnasas eino hasiba hamevi ulidei bitul avodas Hashem. Then guess what? When you're working for your parnasa, yet when you're free, you're not using those times for Hashem, then that shows that when you're osking your parnasa, it wasn't that you weren't learning, you weren't doing Avodas Hashem because you had to be working. Again, obviously, working to be Avodas Hashem depends on the mindset you have when you're doing it. But it means you weren't actually involved in learning. It shows that wasn't you didn't have the proper mindset. The reason you were not learning it, you're working, wasn't for the right reasons. Eino hasiba, it's not because you had to be, eino hasiba hamevi de bito avodas Hashem. It's not because you had to be osik and parnas to your family, because you needed to support them so they could, for the right reasons. Therefore, he says that you don't have an excuse. You don't have an excuse. Why were you learning? Oh, I was working. That's not the reason. You just didn't want to learn. Because look at the times when you were available to learn, you didn't. Aval im amalas b'torah, but if you're amal in Torah, dahainu meaning be'es sheyesh adam panui, the times when you are free, kigon Shabbos leisav Shabbos, harei koy be'yo lois manim l'moid v'kamo she'efsho, you put aside as much time as you can to learn. Uba'od zmanim panuyim koy be'yo l'moid v'yecholasoy, and those other times you're free, you put aside to learn to the best of your ability. Harei b'zeh mara, that shows she'ikr hu Torah. The main thing is Torah. Ba'az, and then, yesh lo schar harbei li te'lecha, you're going to get a great schar. Ba'ainu meaning, afilu be'ed yoyser hapa'uloi she'oyser adam me'achar she'kulam hayu siboyz la'ashlim ratzon Hashem yizbarach. Meaning, even those times when you're working and you're studying and you're in class, but you're learning when you're free, you're doing the Avodas Hashem when you're free, that shows that, you know why you're doing those things? Because you need those also to serve Hashem. And you really would love to be doing other things and to be serving Hashem on a more gishmak level, you know, with a more and more of a gishmak, but okay, that you're not able to. And that's nichlal then. That's now nichlal in all your Avodas Hashem. Because it shows that you really would want to be doing that when you do it with your free time. It's just you weren't able to. You have to make a parnasa. It's a part of life. It's what you need to do. He says, okay, I ain't shabbos mechmetz chaim. He gives the mashal. So now he ends off. Ve'yesh bedvarim elu mechayiv gadot. This is a great chiv. When you learn this Mishnah, when you understand the pshat that told us Yeshua, he's telling us something very chashuv. That when we have free time, we'll use that to learn. Then everything that we're doing throughout the day, our eating, our sleeping, when we go to class, when we study, when we have our parnasa, when we work, that's all included. It's all inclusive in that limud Torah. It's all to get us to serve Hashem. It's all a part of that Avodas Hashem. But when you're free, when you have that quote unquote free time and you're not using it for Hashem, you're not using it for learning. So then it shows that when you aren't able to learn, it's it's not because it's not, I'd rather be learning, but I have to do this. You wouldn't rather be learning because when you're free, you're not learning. Aval, he says, le'idach hadvarim heim chizik. He says, on one hand, it's a great chiyuv. We have a big obligation. But on the other hand, it's a big chizik. It's a great chizuk la'adam hamishdamish bizman lo yapanu. When you use your free time, it's barim toivi for good things. Likvaya itim l'tara. You set aside time for l'tara. Ulaso is chesed du chesed. Ba'avoyis atfilat the daven. Umekabel schar al kol hazman. Asher hu oisek v'tori bidvarim hechrechim. And that shows that when you have to use, it means all your time. You're going to get schar for all of your time because it shows that you're being involved, Torah, you're putting an effort in things that are necessary in life, things that you have to do. You have to study. You have to work. You have to take tests. You have to go to school. It's showing that these are necessities, but you're getting schar for all of them. And this is like a garment that's being mistarif, connecting all of the days. And now we can go back. Originally, what was the pshat that we said? Pasuk says tamimos tiyena, that they should be complete days. I Amos, I when are they going to be complete? Bizman she shall oisim ratzon shall return shall makayim. When you do the ratzon Hashem, meaning how do you make the days complete? How do you make it that you go from day 1 to 50? You take singular days, you make them all one. Because even though there are breaks in between, you might have breaks in your day, but if when you're free, you cannot to Baruch Hashem, then there really are no breaks. That's how, when you're always doing Ratzon Hashem, when you're trying to do Ratzon Hashem, you make it, there are no breaks. It's all one big chetz of Baruch Hashem. And that's what we zocha to do, to make sure that everything we do in life is to mekadesh shem shemayim. It should help us to grow in Baruch Hashem. And we zocha with that as we're preparing, we're transitioning over, right? There's two parts of the sphere. There's lev tov, right? Lev tov, the Mishnah says, right? There's different midos. I think the best one, lev tov, right? Lev are the first 32 days of the Omer, lamed beis. Tov is the second half, right? Lev, lamed beis is 32. Tov, what's the gematria tov? 17, what's 17 plus 32? Okay, those are the days of the sphere. Right, so we're transitioning over. This should be a preparation for Kabbalah Satara. We should be zochet to get there, and we should work on our midos, and we should be zochet to true Kabbalah Satara. Have a good Shabbos. We'll see you, Zaki.
Have a good Shabbos. See you Sunday, Monday.